You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan has a problem attracting and retaining the talented workforce it needs. It's an argument we have heard from business and political leaders from Governor Snyder on down. Well, one West Michigan company has a remarkable way to keep employees happy, keep them right where they are. Micron Manufacturing of Walker. It's a precision machining supplier, and this company lets workers create their own schedules. You want to be there for your first grader's field trip? Do it. Want to have a long lunch with your aging mom? You certainly can. With us now is General Manager Dan Vermeesch. Dan, how many employees do you have at Micron?
It is a non-union shop. We have 34 men and 6 ladies, and we've been in business since 1952.
And just to be clear, no supervisors and workers figure out their own schedules?
Yeah, we have no mid-level management at all. There was a day where we had supervisors and lead men, and we haven't had a supervisor at Micron since 2003 and a lead person since 2007. So it's been a bunch of years that this has been in the making to get to where we're at today.
So when did this kind of come in officially? This idea comes in, let workers create their own schedules. How long did that take to effect, and how long have you had it in operation?
So we started our lean journey in the year 2000, 2001, and from the beginning, our intention was to have the schedules visual and so much of the work so visual that we wouldn't need a supervisor to tell an employee what they had to do every day. So each employee knows what they need to do tomorrow before they leave today. We started that process in 2003. So it took us about 3 years to put together the beginning of the process. And then 4 more years after that to really hone it in to where everybody was able to participate in it. 2007 is when we really had the model put in place. So we've been doing this for about a decade. But I'd say when we hire a person, it is the most difficult thing for new people to get used to because they're used to being told you got to work from this time till that time and on this day to that day. And so it takes a lot of trial and error on a new person's part and a lot of questions, and it's a part of their training. They tell them, hey, this is when I'm going to be here. It'd be good if you're here so that we can work your training in. And then they kind of get used to whatever their personal schedule is, and we all work around each other.
Yeah, I had to imagine the orientation process could be tough if you're bringing someone in from that traditional work environment.
Yeah, very, very difficult. There's a lot of questions. I'll never forget a few years back. On a Thursday, I went up to a new employee and said, hey, are you going to be here tomorrow? And he looked at me and goes, you tell me. And I'm like, what? I don't ever tell anybody when to work. And so I said, what does the schedule say you have to do? And he says, well, there's this, this, and this that needs to happen tomorrow. I said, well, I guess you better be here then, right, in order to get it done. He goes, well, it'll only take me a couple hours. I said, well, then just come in for 2 hours.
How do you measure whether a prospective employee could handle this freedom and flexibility?
Well, I don't know that we have a specific metric for that. When we interview, a lot of places say they interview for character. I know for a fact we certainly do. And it comes down to, do we believe we have a responsible person? And any responsible person is going to be able to figure this out and deal with it. And in a hurry, everybody loves it, as you might imagine.
I can only imagine what it was like to be told, well, yeah, do your 2 hours and go home. What is this shift in workplace culture meant to your company, Dan, in terms of attracting and retaining employees?
Oh, retaining employees, it's been huge. We've been told a number of times by employees that it is by far one of the best benefits that we offer because, as you might imagine, you know, with that many guys working here, a lot of folks may have wives that are working in the medical industry or other industries that just can't be as flexible, and it's important to their families that we are able to be that flexible and still take care of our customers. And so when we describe it to potential new employees, I think they think, ah, that sounds good, but I can't believe it really is that way, because every one of them comes in and within a few weeks they're flabbergasted at the flexibility that they have. So I don't know that helps with attraction because I don't know if anybody really believes it, to be honest. But retention, for sure.
Micron's a small family-owned company. Do you think that this kind of flexibility could work at a bigger company?
I have no doubt that it could. It's really customer-driven. You have to take care of the customer, and everybody here knows that. they know that the day we don't take care of the customer is the day that it ends. So some industries wouldn't lend itself so much. You know, like I said, a medical industry, doctors and nurses, they can't just show up when they want to if they have a patient scheduled for something. And so it won't work maybe for every industry, but any size company that has the ability to have a flexible means of satisfying the customer, it could work anywhere. It, you know, in the beginning, I mean, we stumbled, we had mistakes, we did things wrong. But you got to have confidence that it's the right thing to do with and for the people, and it'll work anywhere.
Dan Vermeesch, General Manager of Micron Manufacturing in West Michigan, where they have no mid-level supervisors and the workers can set their own schedules. Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Cindy. I appreciate it.
Let's find out now what it means to be able to create your own work schedule. Dan Schapansky works at Micron Manufacturing. Dan, how long have you been there?
I've been over 30 years now.
What was the work schedule like before you and other employees were allowed to create your own? What would be a typical week?
Oh, way back, we always worked 4:10s to 11 every Friday was the norm, and then sometimes Saturdays if we got real busy. It was pretty much 6 to 4:30.
And what did you think about when you first heard that this could be coming, that you might be able to decide what your schedule was going to be every day?
I didn't really know what to think about it at first. It sounded like a good opportunity if, you know, you need some time to do something on the personal side. So it was pretty exciting.
And how have you used this flexible scheduling? What might a week look like for you now?
For me, it really benefited. I mean, of course, I've been here 30 years, so I'm 50 now. So when my kids were younger, my wife was working actually at the hospital, and she couldn't have flexible hours at all. I would leave every day at 7:30. Take them, see them off to the bus or drop them off to school, and then I'd come back at 8:30. And I did that for probably 2 to 3 years. That was a huge benefit. I see my mom once a week. I take an hour lunch. So I've been doing that for quite a few years, so I'll just take an hour lunch on Wednesday or Thursday. And now it's gone to third generation. I have my grandson. I sometimes just spend a little extra time and come in late so I can spend some time with him. So.
Yeah.
I've benefited greatly by it.
And how have you seen this policy affect the way you and your coworkers feel about their jobs and about the company, about Micron?
I mean, everyone that's worked here knows that, you know, Micron's about family focus and that flex time. Some people would, in the beginning, would feel bad that they got to leave. They're basically told, why are you here if you had a, you know, a personal concern? So I think people are very happy and it makes it a lot less stressful that you don't have to even really think about it. You know, we have to keep an eye on our schedule, of course, and see where we're at. And we kind of make up hours later in the week if we need to or do whatever. Everyone loves it. I mean, I would say for sure it's the number one rated perk you get here.
So instead of orders coming, you know, from on high through layers of managers and supervisors, you all are owning this.
Yep, you keep an eye on the schedule. You know what basically the whole week looks like, but what you're going to be doing, and everybody can see what everyone else is doing. So then if you have to leave, you just go up to someone and say, can you fill in for me for this day or this few hours? And there's no big surprises. So it works out well.
What would you say, Dan, to people who are top executives at other companies going, wow, could this really work? What would you say to those executives who might be wondering, could this work at my company?
I would say you're going to have a much happier workforce. It's not so much us against them. It's everybody's working together. And when it really boils down to it, certain emergency things are much more important than work. Everyone knows that. You don't have to walk away. No one's feeling bad about anything. And it just makes for a more pleasant work environment by far.
Dan Schapansky, who is an employee at Micron Manufacturing of Walker, where he and his coworkers can set their own schedules. Thank you so much for talking with us, Dan.
No problem. Thank you.